Blog Talk Radio.
Save me, O Elohim, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O Elohim. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set Elohim before them, Selah. Behold, Elohim is mine helper. Yahweh is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Yahweh, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye has seen his desire upon mine enemies. Shalom, 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 shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh, henceforth, forever and forever. And I do mean that, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. I am Yeremiyahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. We come your way every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio, and I come to you tonight with somewhat of a heavy heart, but at the same time, it's a mixture of heaviness and rejoicing. Why am I heavy? Because I am sick and tired of the wicked doing what they do. Why am I rejoicing? Because I know that their day is coming to an end, and it's coming swiftly, more swiftly than they even realize. My beloved brothers and sisters, trouble don't last always. No, it doesn't. Just Tuesday, we had another incident, and not to mention all the ones that didn't even make it to the news, of the Ku Klux Klan killer cops still murdering my brothers and my sisters, killing my people like it's some type of sport or game, and yet my people are doing the same thing against my people. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation, something has got to give. This foolishness has got to stop. Yes, and the Most High Yah will put an end to it, and it is coming to an end. So often, do we what? Do we hear these type of headlines?
37-year-old Alden Sterling was shot and killed by police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, early Tuesday morning. Cell phone video of the shooting was captured and posted to Facebook, where it has drawn outrage nationwide. Police say that they were responding to a 911 caller who said that a man was threatening them with a gun outside the Triple S Food Mart. The video begins with Sterling being thrown over the hood of a car and then being forced to the ground. Someone shouts, "He's got a gun," after which a police officer removes his pistol and shoots Sterling in the chest. Abdullah Muflahi, who owns the food mart, says that he let Sterling sell CDs outside. He also said that he didn't hear any confrontation for which the police would be needed. Muflahi said that he saw police removing a gun from Sterling's pocket after the shooting. In an NBC News interview, Sterling's sister told reporters that she thinks something needs to be done.
Because you what? You wear a badge that give you the okay to take somebody's life?
The governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, said that the Justice Department will head up the investigation of the officers who have been placed on administrative leave.
I want to announce that the lead agency conducting the investigation in this matter will be the United States Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. They will be assisted by the Middle District of Louisiana U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI.
The officers were equipped with body cameras, but apparently they fell off during the incident and didn't capture the shooting. Justin Simeon, the director of Dear White People, said, "How can one stay unconvinced that in 2016 being black is fatal? Where is your humanity, your Nicole Brown outrage?" Neil Monster said, "Not getting involved is a privilege. If you have a voice, use it." The issue of race relations and police brutality is a very complex one, so if you want to leave a comment, please make it thoughtful and considered.
Okay, Brother Alton Sterling was brutally murdered, killed. The man was simply doing what he was selling CDs. A lot of brothers do that. Some sisters do it too. Okay? He had already received permission from the merchant, from the store, in which he sold his CDs in front of. The store owner approved. You know, approved of him being there and approved of him doing his business there in front of his store. And the store owner also admitted that he didn't see the man do anything that would have what? That would have encouraged or even called for the intervention of any police officers to intervene in any kind of altercation or anything. Nothing took place. So then why, oh why, oh why are these brothers and these sisters being shot down? And then you look at the young man's son as he just tearfully breaks down at a news conference.
WACP, we call this press conference to start letting the community know what has been going on, to let the community know that we are silently, that we're going to root out all the causes of evil, because this is the last time that an innocent entrepreneur will be killed unlawfully by anyone in this city. Right here with me now, I have the attorney for the family, Edmund Jarman, who want to make a statement.
Good morning. My name is Edmund Jordan. I'm a state representative. I'm also the attorney for Quinetta McMillan and for Sandra Sterling, Alton Sterling's aunt. I have Ms. McMillan. They're going to get her. She is the mother of Cameron Sterling, who is Alton's son. What we want to do today is, first of all, I want to start off by saying thank God for Apple, thank God for Google, thank God for Microsoft, because if not for them, maybe we wouldn't be here today right now as we are congregated. One of the first things the Baton Rouge Police Department did is go and confiscate the video system from Triple S Food Mart. Mr. Abdullah said that they had him in his car, did not present him with a search warrant, but went in and took his system. So he's confident that his video, his surveillance video, shows the entire incident. Well, that is now in the possession of the Baton Rouge Police Department. Now, there are no criminal charges pending against anyone as far as we know, certainly because of the tragic and unfortunate situation with Mr. Sterling. No criminal charges could be filed against him. So why are they holding on to this video? We hadn't heard them saying anything about being in investigation against the officers. So what we're asking for, and we have other leaders who have asked for the same thing, is for this investigation to be taken out of the hands of the Baton Rouge Police Department and handed over to Louisiana State Police. The mayor has said that he will not be involved in a cover-up, and the best way to ensure that there is no cover-up is to hand it over to some neutral third party. I also want to thank Congressman Richmond, because I understand last night he has asked for the Justice Department and the FBI to be involved, and it's the same thing that I'm requesting for the family as well. So what I'll tell you is this. I don't think that the department knew that there was another video out there, and we certainly believe that there may be other videos that show this situation as well. So what I want to say is certainly please send your prayers and your condolences out to the family, because we certainly want to say, this is Ms. McMillan right here, the mother of Mr. Sterling's son. I didn't see him on the other side of me. This is Cameron Sterling, Alton's son. So we want to make sure that we certainly send your prayers out to them, because we need it. And we're praying that the truth ultimately comes out from this. We think with an independent investigation we can get down to that, and that's what the family wants. So I'll hand it over back to Mr. McClanahan, and if you have any questions afterwards, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Okay, we've heard the attorney make his expressions and salutations and remarks regarding the situation as it refers to this family's loss. My brothers and sisters, people of the nations, this goes on in America every day, 24/7. Think about the many of them that don't make it to the news. Now, you notice these gangster Ku Klux Klan killer cops move swiftly to do what? To retrieve the video, the man's video system, the store's video system, because they know it contains the entire content of the incident, and it will show beyond all shadow of a doubt that these Ku Klux Klan killer cops didn't do anything but just brutally murder this brother in cold blood. He didn't do anything to anybody. Quite naturally, the brother would have a gun, you know, during the business that he did. I mean, hey, you're selling CDs, that's cash out on the streets. So he got to have something to protect himself. But here's the kicker. The brother didn't even draw the gun against the cops. They killed him. Shot him in the head and in the chest. Now, while the man is down on the ground, and they do this shit boldly. Do you think, American white race, that you all are going to get away with this forever? Let me tell you something. Your doom is at hand. You watch. You're going to get paid back for everything you're doing, everything your wicked ass ancestors have done, and will continue to pay and see the vengeance of Yahweh. He's going to bring y'all all the way down to nothing because you're not nothing anyway. You hear me? You put your hands on the children of Israel, the chosen people of Yahweh. Y'all know who we are. You all know who we are. Stop pretending like you don't know. You forgot. We just got you from Africa. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're going to have a little time and a little space to play a little documentary, too. For those of you all who may be listening for the first time and have no idea what I'm talking about, because if you go back and listen to the archives, you'll see that we have brought this teaching out and we continue to bring it out. And we do it from time to time. Yes, and that's the reason why I play other segments here, because I don't want you to just take my word for it, to show you that there are others out here that know. All of us don't know it all, but we're trying. And I praise Yah for all the brothers and sisters that are at least standing up, letting our people know who our Creator is and who we are as being His chosen people, Yisrael. Listen to this lady, the mother of the man's son, of Alton Sterling's son. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. And let's see what she has to say in regard to this. And then after that, I'm going to come back and speak a little piece to you. And then we're going to move to a short documentary, a short portion of a documentary that you're probably going to want to hear in its entirety once this brother gets it wrong. I'm Yirmiyahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. Pardon my quickness and my stumbling over my words. I just have so much to say and so little time to say it, and I will be settling down, so stay with us here. You are in the Knowledge Suite.
What I'm calling for today is that the chief law enforcement officer, which is the mayor, to fire the chief of police immediately. Yes. I demand for the chief to be fired immediately.
Yes.
I demand that he resign if he has the guts.
All right.
Secondly, I'm calling for the chief executive officer of this city to resign.
He
has to step down. He must step down because this is a new day. We will not have in our city, the capital city, anybody who allows this type of action to take place. It will not take place no longer in the city. I'm calling for the CEO and the chief law enforcement officer, all of them, to resign. I'm calling for a full investigation of this police department and this website where they go on and call black folk anything they want to call them. It's uncalled for. If you sit behind the screen of a computer, you'll act upon them when you get out in front of the community. We ain't gonna run around scared. I will no longer tell my son when you see a police officer say yes sir, and bow down to him. Hell no. We don't call that they resign immediately. And I tell you one more. Everything that started today is not going to stop today. I promise you. We will continue to act until we get the 1% is gone, the mayor gone, and his chief law enforcement officer gone, period. Thank you.
McMillan wants to make a statement.
Okay.
First of all, I want to give thanks to all the real citizens of Baton Rouge and those who have came and expressed their condolences throughout the different meetings over the past 48 hours. I also want to clear some things up prior to the beginning. The interrogation of what I really need to say. Alton Sterling, regardless if you knew him or not, he is not what the mass media is making him out to be. This is a place to try and not view the image of a man who simply tries to earn a living to take care of his children. With that being said, the individuals involved in his murder took away a man with children who depended upon their daddy on a daily basis. My son is not the youngest. He is the oldest of his siblings. He is 15 years old. He had to watch this, and this was put all over the outlet and everything that was possible to be shown. As some may know, Alton sold CDs and was doing just that, not bothering anyone, and had the consent of the store owners as well. And then the event that recorded during the two officers. Now, if we could reflect on the measure of a man, it should not be judged on his past. The most scientific mark that a man left his life and what he left on lives of his children. As this video has been shared across the world, you will see with your own eyes how he was handled unjustly and killed without regard for the lives that he helped raise. As a mother, I have now been forced to raise a son who is going to remember what happened to his father that I can't take away from him. He is at an age of understanding. I heard more for him and his loss. As a parent, one of the greatest feels is to see your child hurt and know there's nothing you can do about it. What I saw last night from the real citizens of Baton Rouge will forever warm my heart. We are a complete community of individuals who will carry this burden and also stand together to ensure that this event will not go unjust.
That's right.
It will not go unnoticed, especially for the future.
Justice, no peace.
I, for one, will not rest or not allow him to be swept in the dirt.
Oh,
how often have these sounds echoed from our people throughout the ages, throughout different dispensations of time in our captivity? Praise the mighty Yah. Man, we had to be tried through some fire, but to the wicked, Isaiah chapter 57, starting at verse 1, the righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart, and merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore. Against whom do you sport yourselves? Against whom make you a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood, inflaming yourselves with idols? Under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys, under the cliffs of the rocks, among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even to them hast thou poured a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these? Hallelujah. Skipping on down. Read this whole chapter, my beloved brothers and sisters. Skipping on down to verse 19. I create the fruit of the lips, peace. Peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith Yahweh, I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my Elohim to the wicked. Read that again, verse 21. There is no peace, saith my Elohim to the wicked. No, you all will not have any peace. No, there will be no peace for the continued murdering, killing, lynching, lying, making up proverbs and bywords, doing all manner of evil unto the children of the Most High. Do you realize who these people are? Do you realize who we are? We're not just anybody. We belong to the Creator. He has claimed us. He has what? Called us, chosen us to be His and His only. We're not yours. We don't belong to you. Still killing us like you did in the days of chattel slavery, huh? Man, let me tell you something, Mr. Wicked. You got some stuff to pay for. You have got some stuff to pay for, and you are going to pay. You know, I know what's wrong with you. What's wrong with you is this. We have found that something, a little secret there, that you've been holding for a long time. Brother, give us just a small excerpt of the reason why these wicked, evil beasts are doing what they do, and why they are wicked against us. Listen to this, my beloved brothers and sisters, and we'll be back at the end of this program to bid you peace and blessings.
According to the public school system, Negroes were brought to America in 1619, forced to work as slaves on plantations, until one day this great white man named Abraham Lincoln came along and felt bad for the slaves and signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, which freed the slaves. But there were still some bad whiteys in the southern states that passed Jim Crow laws for segregation. Afterwards, there came more whites that felt bad and then gave blacks civil rights in the 1960s, then allowed a black man to have the presidential office named Barack Obama. Now blacks are finally equal to whites. We can all get along. The end. Now, moving right along to our English lecture for the day. I don't think so. Black history. What do you know about black history? Let me ask you a question. Prior to the transatlantic slave trade in the 1600s, what was your nationality? What did you call yourself? Some may say African. Well, Africa is a continent, and in that continent, there's over 47 different countries in there. Which one do you come from? What language did you speak prior to the 1600s? Was it English? There's over 1,500 dialects being spoken in the land of Africa. Pick one. What clothing did you wear? Was it high heels and stilettos? Skinny jeans and Vans? What food did you eat? Hamburgers and hot dogs? French fries and SpaghettiOs? What religion did you partake in? Who was your God? Was it Christianity and Cesare Borgia? Most of you have no idea about the answer to these questions. You have no recollection of any history prior to the transatlantic slave trade. Now, is that a coincidence or by random chance? I don't think so. Have you ever asked yourself, why is it that in the public school system that every time the subject of black history is taught, it always begins in the 1600s and with slavery? Why is that? Doesn't that raise some antennas and spark inquiry? Why is it that the public school system is so committed to revolving black history solely on the past 400 years? Why is that? Is it because there's a deficiency in historical data? Or maybe because there's no history at all prior to 1600. Maybe black people just out of thin air, sporadically, landed on slave ships, and they said, hey, we got a new species here, and start importing and exporting them all over the world. Maybe that's what happened. The question arises, what is the drawback on this history? Why does it keep being withheld? What's the big idea about it? Why is it being held hostage? That's the question. Why can't it be expounded on 100 years prior to the 1600s, 300 years, 500 years, 1,000 years? Why is that information not being revealed? What's the big secret? What's the mysticism about it? What you're going to come to realize is that your identity is the biggest kept secret on the planet Earth. Oh, you thought that NASA and the space station and the secret missions being conducted by them, oh, you thought that was the biggest kept secret on Earth. No, this is bigger than that. You thought that the government and the CIA and the FBI hiding information about UFOs and Planet X and Nibiru and aliens, you thought that was the biggest information and biggest kept secret. No. This is bigger than that. The elite Confederates have spent billions of dollars and constructed an innumerable amount of psychological stratagem to ensure that you never receive and acquire this information that's about to be put out. You're about to receive pertinent information from some of the most reputable biblical scholars, historians, and archaeologists. And they all know something that you don't know. And that's your identity. Ham, the youngest son of Noah, born probably about 96 years before the flood, and one of 8 persons to live through the flood, he became the progenitor of the dark races, not the Negroes, but the Egyptians, Ethiopians, Libyans, and Canaanites. Wait. The churches and the pastors, which are set up by the government, all teach in unison a doctrine that all black people come from the seed of Ham. But once you open up scholastic sources, you'll find out that the biblical scholars say something totally different from what's taught in Orthodox Christianity. What does that mean by Ham is the father of the dark races, but not the Negroes? The Negroes themselves are a dark race of people. So how can you say that Ham is the father of all these dark races and exclude the Negroes? What are the biblical scholars trying to convey? What the biblical scholars are saying is that you're not African. There's only four families, according to the Bible, that make up the native population of Africa.
Okay, we realize how interesting that is getting. Join us again in another episode. And holy sweet shalom, shalom, shalom.